Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of following God, shedding sin, and gaining eternal life over worldly pursuits. Today's Bible verse is from Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? That's Matthew chapter 16, verse 26.
Have you ever considered what it truly means to gain the whole world but lose your life? It's a question that really makes you stop and think, doesn't it? When it comes down to it, there are essentially two ways to live your life. You can choose to follow God in Christ or go against Him. Now, if you decide to align yourself with God, He demands your entire life. I know that might sound like a huge ask, but let's really think about what we're losing when we let go of the world. Think about it this way. By letting go of the world, we are freeing ourselves from the terrible influence of Satan as our ruler. We are breaking free from the chains of our sinful nature. We are releasing ourselves from the grip of those empty idols that promise so much but deliver so little. We are even shedding a false way of seeing and living in the world. It's like experiencing a complete transformation. On the other hand, if we try to gain even a small part of the world, we are essentially forfeiting our soul. And let me tell you, gaining the whole world is no substitute for the abundant life that comes with following Christ. Once we lose our soul, there's no going back. There's nothing we can give in exchange for it. It's gone forever. But here's the incredible news. While we still have the opportunity, we can buy back our souls with the precious blood of Jesus. All it requires is repentance and accepting His gift of salvation. Yes, I know it requires surrendering everything we have, but trust me when I say that it is absolutely worth it. Now, you might think that this passage from Matthew 16:26 was specifically directed at Jesus' disciples, but it actually holds an essential message for all believers. Every single one of us has the choice to either live a life consumed by worldly desires or to live a life that is centered in the Spirit. We can focus on ourselves, our own desires, and the things of this world, or we can live a life that recognizes this world is not our ultimate home, and that only the things we do in the Spirit will truly last for eternity. So let's take a moment to express our gratitude to our Heavenly Father for the incredible gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, His one and only Son. It's a gift that is absolutely priceless. We can never fully comprehend the immensity of what it means to gain eternal life in Christ while forfeiting the things of this world. But one thing is for certain, it is the most valuable and life-transforming decision we could ever make. In conclusion, my friends, let us remember the words of Jesus and truly understand the significance of gaining the whole world yet losing our very lives. While the world may offer temporary pleasures and fleeting treasures, it is only through embracing the love and salvation of Jesus Christ that we find true fulfillment and eternal life. So let us choose wisely and surrender our lives wholeheartedly to the one who gives us abundant life, both now and for all eternity.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we ponder the weight of gaining the whole world yet losing our own souls, we come before you with hearts filled with gratitude. Thank you for the incredible gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to understand the true value of this gift and the cost of following you wholeheartedly. Grant us the wisdom to discern between the empty promises of this world and the eternal treasures found in you. May we not be swayed by the allure of worldly desires, but instead fix our eyes on the things of the Spirit. Empower us to break free from the chains of sin and embrace the transformation that comes from surrendering our lives to you. Father, we acknowledge that surrendering everything to you may seem daunting, but we trust in your unfailing love and provision. Help us to let go of anything that hinders our relationship with you and to walk in obedience to your will. Thank you, Lord, for the immeasurable value of eternal life in Christ. May we cherish this gift and live each day with hearts overflowing with gratitude and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, as we part ways for now, let's extend our gratitude for the time shared together. Thank you for the moments of learning and reflection. Let's carry the lessons we've gained and share them with others, spreading the blessings we've received. Until we meet again, may you be surrounded by peace, joy, and the presence of God in all that you do. Blessings to you on your journey ahead. Goodbye for now.